Victor Matheson of Holy Cross College and two other economists have studied the economic impact of political conventions since 1972. They've matched the economies of host cities against similar cities at similar times. And overall, they found it's a wash.
These national conventions are highly disruptive, so it is absolutely true that the streets of the host city are going to be filled with conventioneers, filled with media, filled with politicians, as well as security, but at the same time, all of the crowds and congestion, and especially the security, tends to crowd out any sort of other economic activity that might occur at the same time. Let me give you a specific example. New York City hosted the Republican National Convention in 2004, and while the hotels were all full at the time, you did see a 20% drop in the number of people going to Broadway shows compared with similar weeks either before or after the convention or the same time period the year before.
Does that happen with any city? I mean, New York City has people who are downtown. Cleveland on many days doesn't.
Sure. So it's certainly going to change from city to city. A place that is going to be typically empty during the time frame that the convention will be going on might have significantly more economic impact than other places. So if August is not prime tourism time in Cleveland or other cities like Tampa that held it recently, then you might see a bigger bump.
I covered the last two Republican conventions, and one thing that struck me is how many events were, well, closed to the press. They were like boat rides the lobbyists took people. Is that coming into play at all with how much economic value there is to this?
Yeah, so the typical sort of conventioneer is significantly different than a political conventioneer. So while local restaurants are actually fairly happy with a typical convention, that same sort of restaurant business doesn't seem to be drummed up by the politicians in quite the same way because of this large number of very specific closed events. So, a bunch of auto dealers or a bunch of economists come to town, you might expect your restaurants and bars to be quite full of just people going out to eat. In fact, at a political convention, those delegates are often very specifically in private functions that don't tend to then go out into the regular economy in quite the same way.
Which I guess gets me back to that question. Why do people want these things?
Well, the typical resident of Cleveland probably shouldn't want the Republican or Democratic National Convention. It does focus all the sort of national attention on Cleveland for 3 or 4 days. And of course, if you're a politician, the thing you love more than anything is attention.
Is anybody listening to your research?
The one nice thing about both of these conventions is that they tend not to actually have nearly the same amount of local subsidy as other types of big events.
Victor Matheson, an economist at Holy Cross College who specializes in mega events, says that's because the federal government and political parties chip in a big way for security. For Ohio Public Radio, I'm M.L. Schulze.